This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the coronavirus has infected more than 3 million people and killed more than 207,000. Well over half the deaths are in Europe, reaching 125,000 Monday. The country with the most deaths is the United States at 55,000. Europe took uneven steps to phase out coronavirus restrictions Monday as debates rage over how quickly to ease lockdowns that are protecting lives but piling on economic misery. While schools and shops reopened in some parts of the continent, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson emerged after his own battle with the virus to call for patience in the UK, saying it was too early to follow suit. In Italy, factories and building sites will begin to reopen starting May 4th. Italy is looking ahead to a second phase of the crisis in which it will attempt to restart the economy without triggering a new wave of infections. Italy has the world's second highest rate of coronavirus deaths. Germany made wearing masks on public transport and in most shops mandatory Monday, even offering them in vending machines in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. The country's economic minister urged its 16 states Monday to reopen slowly. Many businesses like smaller stores or car dealerships have been allowed to reopen, and some students are returning to school as the number of new infections has fallen. Russia overtook China in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases Monday when its tally climbed above 87,000. This as Russia rose on the government to consider easing lockdown restrictions for businesses to help its battered economy. Russia's lockdown is set to expire April 30th. No word on whether the president will extend it. For more coronavirus coverage and all the latest day's news, please visit voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. New Zealand.